Blog Talk Radio.
My, my, I'm late for my own funeral again. Mercy, sweet sakes. let the fun begin. Okay, sanction. Anybody understand what that really means and what it really is? I kind of doubt it. Let's go by the definition. To give effect or authoritative approval to consent or consent. That means a lot of the shit's done with approval. Who approves it? Well, I got a list of names. They might not like it, but I do anyway. I ain't going to put it out yet. There's a group that makes decisions about the things going on, and I mean all of them. Not one or two, but all of them. You want to really get into it? Well, plans and actions that are what happens today. Things that have been going on for, oh, I'll say, a couple of 3 or 4 years or thereabouts. And things got ratcheted up and put on top shelf priority. Although in secret, and I mean secret, these agreements usually become known, but only after the incident. In other words, when 9/11 happens, you only find out afterwards what really went on. One lesser known is the attack on the U.S. Liberty. And I have noted these on the Facebook page. You can look at them. Got links to them. And then there is 911. And there are a lot of people that don't believe most of the things that people have found out. And that's up to them. They can believe or not as they so choose. Sorry, but this is carried out. All these instances by people who will do anything for an agenda given by the few who would be world rulers. My goodness, you remember that NWO crap that was going around, Savvy? Well, this is a dose of how it works. Everything that isn't right and is ordered by a select few elites. Now, these elites have several things going for them, and one of those is that they are insulated from the event and insulated from the cause and effect. Active agents follow their orders, whatever these orders are, and the effects are accepted. So they agree to it, and off and down a bumpy road you go. I don't know if anybody can remember that this far back, but do you remember them bumpy roads where your teeth, you felt like your teeth was going to come loose when you went down them at any kind of speed at all? Well, then you hear from everybody and their mother-in-law about how nasty this guy is or who did what to who and all this. All of it without a condom, of course. but there's a condom in it. You will hear all kinds of outing of what is going on. Everybody jumps up and down about this, that, and the other thing, or either for or against. Ooh, that's nasty, or, oh, ain't that cool. But these are just reports. Remember that, they're just reports and result in no action. Did you notice that? Did you notice it? The things that have been bothering you forever seem to have a tendency to get right out there and in the way. Well, I'll tell you what. I agree with Nevin. Now is the time for action. And the question is, what action? Okay, try this. I want everybody, you need to bear this in mind. You can cut this up if you want and put it out with the people that might not know or whatever. First and foremost, each and every one of the office holders took an oath of office. Anybody don't know what the oath of office is? It's on the internet. Look it up. When a violation of this oath results in the endangerment or material physical harm to those who were or are sworn to be protected, this goes to a felony level. Remember that. These people can be removed and arrested. It takes, on average, less than a week. Think about it. Why spend months and months doing this and doing that and trying to get stuff to work and not having anything happen. Why bother with a recall? You don't need it. You take the oath of office and stick it in their fact checker and let them deal with it. And no, their lawyers can't do much of anything about it. The nice thing is that this takes only a few days, unlike a recall, as I just stated. Just as with everything needing to be done, there has to be those who take holding office seriously enough to take action. I wonder who that might be. I really do. I mean, I see people on TV saying this, that, and the other thing, and I don't see any material action. Anyone who has been materially affected can do this. Anyone. It doesn't matter if you're just the garbage man. It don't matter if you are the one of those people that never are impacted by stuff like this. Now, you get into a funny little area right there. There's about 20% or so of the population who aren't really affected by much. And they're part of the 70% of have-nots. You got haves and have-nots, in case you don't know. No sides, just haves and have-nots. Contrary to the BS you will hear, we all have standing. Ooh, how about that? Think about it. And if you don't believe me, you can look it up yourself and become educated. This includes, but is not limited to, ranchers, businesses, towns and states. The regular old citizen out there working for a living can do this. Remember that. Here it is. This is a mandate specifically from law that stipulates a simple truth. No one or any branch of government can order anyone to break the law. I'll say that one again because you might not get it. No one or any branch of government can order anyone to break the law. If the law in the book says you're going to snatch up illegal immigrants, you do it. Ooh, well, we'll just cut the personnel down to a point where they're ineffectual. Hey, maybe the governor of Texas would like to put the National Guard out there on the border. Illegal, unconstitutional, immoral. All these and more. There's a bunch of things in all of this. Remove them from office. That's your out. When you get that mother removed, he has to wait until the next election for that seat or whatever to come back again so he can apply for it. I have covered this in an old show titled Lawful and Unlawful Orders. I did that at the request of the Pentagon. For the military and others who are serious about freedom. Well, guess what? We got this is hard to believe. It was hard for me to believe. The numbers were astronomical. We got like over a million that listened to that. Think about that, a million. All of the stuff that I put into that show, very little of it was opinion. 99% of it, more than 99% of it, was legalism. And legalism to include Department of Justice, our Constitution, the military, Uniform Military Code of Justice, et cetera. All of that was in there. Ooh! I heard that some people went about spastic when they started listening to that. All that's horseshit. Hey, hon, well, yeah, what was funny was this is arguments between different areas of government and states, et cetera. Some said, you can't do that, won't bet. All you got to do is do it. Now, think about that. All you got to do is do it. If it's to be, it's up to me. Well, maybe one individual can start the ball rolling, and maybe we can start an avalanche. There are a lot of objectionists who say America is the worst country in existence. Well, I believe that removal from office and being jailed is too light of a penalty. I think removal from our country is more in line with their attempts to destroy our country. Further, exile comes to mind. Ooh, here's the definition, to banish or expel from one's own country or home. Yeah, it can be permanent, or it can be temporary, or you can reapply for citizenship or whatever. And what's funny is they can't argue with it. You heard me. They can't argue with it. It's a legal action taken by we the people against certain individuals who would destroy what we do have. And this thing is simple to file. Go look it up. Is it exiling somebody? This can be limited by people or government or both. Now, I suggest everybody out there who isn't fully educated without as they should be to read an old book, Man Without a Country. It's relevant here. And, yeah, there's a bunch of people that I would have on our long list who need to go. And doesn't matter where you drop them off. If nobody will take them, you put them in a military aircraft, fly under the radar, and you get to where you're going, you dump them out. Now, people used to do that sort of thing without a parachute. Well, I'm saying give them a parachute, tell them to pull this thing when they hit the air and they no longer feel the airplane under their feet, pull the cord. Yeah, it'll open up and you'll be mostly safe in your landing. I'm not going to say you'll be safe because that may not be true. Now, too many act out of fear. And a lot of people have told me that, I can't do that because of this or whatever. What's the value of the freedom that you're trying to get past? Well, think about that. Too many act out of fear. The internet mob. Ooh. Censorship. Ooh. Exile from a public platform. Ooh. See, they've been exiling people, and nobody said anything about exile. A word of caution. Let the law be the target, not you and yours. In this manner, you save yourself a whole bunch of fun games. Now, we get into the rest of it. Got any skin in this game? If so, how much? Or any at all? That's a question for you to consider. Now, I got some stuff that I really think is freaky from Marxists. And my note at the top of the Nation of the page that this person has an article on, hate America? Leave. That's what I said. I didn't put no butter on it or sweeten it up with honey or anything. I'm just saying that if you don't like this country, hit the road. I mean, there's a lot of people down there on the border that would be more than happy to have a rich person from America show up. He's also Mike Lee. That's a Utah senator. He's also channeling the deepest fears of the slavers and colonists who wrote the Constitution. Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you who wrote this yet. That's the fun. That's part of the fun surprise in the Nation. And this is 8/9/16 this year. The title of it is They Have No Shame. The person who wrote this doesn't either. Those guys understood, as Lee does, that a true democracy in which everybody gets to vote and participate in self-government would be a threat to white male hegemony in the new world. What about the black hegemony that you're trying to create? The rulership of the, I would say at least, Marxist, there's no, you can be liberal with everybody's money but your own? I wonder how that works. They're correct in their assessment of universal suffrage. So you got to suffer. And equal representation are the surest ways to end white male political supremacy. Not really. Why? Well, as soon as you get one of them people out of there, you got another one taking his place. You don't pay attention to that? Well, you should. My goodness. Then you got right to vote. That is why the right to vote is not spelled out in the Constitution. And why voting, which it is, by the way, this person gets a lot of things wrong. And why voting rights are under near constant attack by conservative forces. It's almost certainly why Lee thought H.R. 1, yeah, the bill designed to restore and secure voting rights, was written in hell by the devil himself. Well, that must mean the person who wrote this article sees themselves in a mirror. Republicans went nuts about gerrymandering rampage. Their allies on the Supreme Court used two cases, Shelby County versus Holder and Brnovich versus Democratic National Committee, to effectively neuter the Voting Rights Act. Again, you need an education because those cases didn't do that, and you didn't read what the opinions were or anything else about it, or you wouldn't say that. Oh, yeah, well, I take that back. Maybe you would. Those moves set the stage for the legislative attacks on democracy that white conservatives have launched this year. Ooh, Brendan's Center for Justice. That's another Marxist institution. 17 states have enacted 28 new laws to restrict voting access. Yeah, you better believe you. Yeah, they did. And the people that want to violate that need to have a hammer applied to their skull. A total of 48 states have proposed a staggering 389 voter restriction bills, which run the gamut from obtuse, requiring notaries to sign absentee ballots, to cruel, denying water to voters in line, to downright racist, excluding from early voting the times when black people get out of church. This article is full of lies, in case you didn't notice that. GOP's voter suppression helps white males only. And anti-democratic instincts of the white men in power. The current Democratic Party can't take such bold action. Why not? Even though the mass of the party's Congress members are willing to do whatever it takes, including nuking the filibuster, to ensure that Jim Crow-style voter restrictions never come back. They're all too easily hamstrung by a few timid white senators who seem to think that full and equal access to the rights of citizenship is just one option among many, and that basic democratic rights should be put on the bargaining block in the name of bipartisanship. Well, guess what? Have you no shame is a quote from Biden. We'll be asking my Republican friends in Congress, oh boy, the big speech about voting rights. President Biden was reduced to making a moral appeal to the bigots in the minority. We will be asking Republican friends in Congress in states and cities and counties, stand up for God's sake and help prevent this concerted effort to undermine our elections and sacred right to vote. Biden's quote, have you no shame? And no, Biden, you don't. You and your cronies, such as the person who wrote this. Now, if that's all he's got, we're going to lose. Well, I hate to tell everybody, but I think that she lost before this started. The question has always been whether enough white people even want one. Oh, really? Well, it's obvious to me that you don't. Ellie Mistel, a known Marxist who has no shame. Now, the rest of this is pretty simple. There's only a couple of articles that I'm going to bother getting into the depth I just did that one. Saving libraries. Censorship wins. Mob rule? Question mark. Dems and controls. Sort of case study of how corporate logic has penetrated nonprofit institutions. Assume that e-books would replace actual books? Really? Yeah, preserve democracy? No. You want to make it a one-way street? I haven't ever seen a one-way street. Well, not one that's truly one way. Edgar Hoover's abuses. His 21 books and scores of articles of them, of articles, most of them reports on Hoover's massive surveillance efforts and his illegal secret operations that were designed to destroy individuals and organizations' opinions he disliked. Provide the most extensive record of Hoover's near half-century reign of terror. You wish that it was that simple. The only problem is, it's still going on. The final frontier of space. And I got up funny about that. But instead of a cosmic commons, space is treated as a frontier of prior resource extraction and militarization. Oh, boy. Now, that reveals the anxieties of the 1%. Now, think about it. It is supposed to be in charge. Common epiphany upon seeing the entirety of Earth. We must unify as a species to protect our only home. Yeah, well, you haven't got anything off the ground yet. And I don't see it coming. Well, more. Alexis Grinnell, backtalk. You have no idea what this, what backtalk is. It's all BS. why don't you have to pay your family? Well, this whole thing is a farcical look at somebody's campaign. That's all it is. And they wasted one and a half pages on it. Jeter here. Morbid symptoms is what she writes. They need to redo your avatar. It's not complimentary in any way, shape, or form. Oh, man. There we go. JFK's coup fears in hours. Ooh. Biden, like Kennedy, must confront right-wing extremism in the military. You know what I say? Good luck. Face an active threat from right-wing extremism in the military, defined broadly to include veterans as well as current soldiers. Everybody's guilty. Ooh. Secretary of Defense has made cracking down on right-wing extremism in the ranks a priority, pushing for an update of the definition of extremism. Ooh. Since March, right-wing agitators like Tucker Carlson of Fox News have been deriding what they call the woke military. Yeah, that's right. You're beginning to teach critical race theory, which is horse shit. Propaganda line is best understood as an attempt to blunt Biden's efforts to weed out right-wing extremists in the military. Oh, no, 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 no. I want the nuttiest right-wing extremist cases in there that I can get. I want the funkiest kill-em-all people I can find. Bipartisan Cold War consensus had created an opening for the far right. Extremist anti-communism is an entry point to the military rank and file. Walker wasn't the only right-wing general in the military at the time. Records that military leaders hunted and fished with the right-wing politicians, supplied them aircraft for trips home, and showed up at their receptions. That means by association you're guilty. You know, Walker kind of come unhinged, but It gets worse. The political strategy was to foreclose a coup by calling attention to the dangers, using the IRS to go after right-wing groups and individuals and anybody else that said something wrong. The book, The Radio Right, called for toning down an anti-communism rhetoric by Democrats who had gotten used to a kind of rhetorical arms race with the Republicans in the McCarthy age. Well, I think we could use a McCarthy right about now. A crucial lesson. The Michael Flynn's of our own time are a product of the global war on terrorism, which has been allowed all sorts of unhinged conspiracy theorists a path to power, not least of them the former president. Ooh. Solve the political problem. Biden has to stand firmly behind anti-racist education in the armed forces, now attacked by the right-wing media as critical race theory, which is what it is. Be ready to sack any uniformed officer who steps out of line and constantly and loudly remind the military that this is, that its oath is to the Constitution and not to any political faction. Well, my goodness, I could think of like Mad Max and a bunch of other people that fit this bill very good. Well, sanctioned. That means with approval. That means they looked at it, thought about it, went through it, and considered it was a good thing to do. They got a long article in here, Chain of Command. Over the past decade, the incidence of sexual assault in the military has risen. Congress may have finally seen enough to mandate reforms. I doubt it. Nobody going to fool the military. You'd have to be insane. Coastal landfills meet rising seas, and all the nasty stuff that we buried and thought was safe is leaching out there and becoming a part of our seafood. Ooh, think about it. There's not much in the media that I get to miss. I don't like what I am reading. Ooh, the sky on. What happened to Andrew Cuomo? Simple, he's another pervert. You know, along with the rest of the whole friggin' family. What does it take to weed these people out? Well, it's pretty simple. You take hold of them, toss them on an aircraft, take them over and drop them off. Where might that be? Well, maybe that is Iran, Iraq, you know, pick a spot. Africa, you know. And then we got the week. Boy. And this is August 6, 2021. Editor's letter. Why I am immune. One of the primary objections to COVID vaccines on both the holistic wellness left and the don't tread on me right is that vaccines are not natural. Well, I'm immune. See here. I'm going back to Cosmic Voice. Funk. Where am I? Let me go up to here. Here you go, guys. I'm putting this on here because you guys need it. And by the way, you cannot be forcibly vaccinated against your will when they have not had a blood test to see if you have any antibodies. Bear that in mind. Come on now, what is this? Oh, let's see here now. you mean that is? All right, everybody. I just posted on the Facebook page the immunity host defense, zinc, dandelion, and 4 ounces of tonic water twice a week, and you're immune. Now, that does not mean that you stop taking your ABCs. Get all of that A, B, C, D, E, and other things you normally take right along with it. This is something you add to it. I've tested negative. More than once. Well, I don't intend to quit doing what I'm doing right off the top, but I figured you guys might like that. This is Fear Porn, the editor's letter. 400 million shots. Vaccines work. Is that why everybody's getting sick with the same thing all over again? Side effects are rare. Well, 250,000 people goddamn near died from it. Nature is not always your friend. That's a lie. Man, I tell you what, Mr. Falk, you need an education, whether it's by 2x4 or what, makes no difference. Vaccine pressure grows as Delta surges. Ooh-wee. What the columnist said. Well, I changed the wording of that. It says what the communists said. Well, that's right, and it's better fitting. Harrowing testimony. January 6th investigation begins. Horse hockey. Where's the videos? Yeah. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy initially appointed 5 Republicans to the committee, but Pelosi vetoed 2. Jim Jordan of Ohio, Jim Banks of Indiana, citing their opposition to the elections certification, calling the plan a sham. McCarthy withdrew all of his picks. Oh, boy, it's coming. This is going to hit the fan. Now we won't know why McCarthy and other Trump OS were so determined to thwart, disrupt, and diminish the investigation. You like BLM and anti-file riots? Oh, Topper Coates like nothing more than to forget about January 6th, just like you did the BLM and anti-file riots. Yeah. I got a funny in here. 2 dozen goats from upstate New York took a day trip to Manhattan's Riverside Park, where they chomped on everything from Japanese knotweed to poison ivy. It's part of a nationwide trend that Riverside Park Conservancy CEO calls healthy for the goats and good for the environment. In Lawrence, Kansas, 50 goats were unleashed in a city park to eradicate honeysuckle. Well, that's interesting. Another herd of 1,700 goats is spending the summer touring the parks of Madison, Wisconsin. You want something else that's a little bit funny? I mean, we can't manage what the goats are doing. Think about this one. Ah, you'll love it. I'm sure you'll love it. Oh, you can't tell us it's coincidence that just as Biden started talking about a global minimum tax, 2 billionaires left the planet. Think about that. Climate. What is summer of disaster tells us? Fear porn. Apocalypse right now. Ooh-wee. Well, let me ask these so-called fact checkers and scientists and everybody out there, who is it that's got the technology to move the planet? Well, that's what it takes to change this. Oh, boy. A Catholic school in Michigan is suing the state, claiming that the face masks physically prevent students from seeing the image of God. Oh, see how far that goes. Oh, boy. Hoes. You know what a hoe is. That's what you tend to garden with. Hoes, after Facebook agreed to appoint a special human moderator to oversee content on a forum for horticulturalists in Western New York after Facebook had repeatedly deleted the word hoe for violating its community standards. I hate to tell you, Facebook, but you don't have community standards. You might say you do, act like you think you do, but you don't. If you'd like to get into that, we can prove it. Self-medication with news that supply chain shortages of metal and glass may threaten the nation's beer supply. Oh, my God. Our brewers have plenty of beer. They just don't have bottles and kegs and cans to put it in. Ex-Senator, Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer was assaulted and robbed this week near her home in downtown Oakland. Time to move yet, lady? Go to a place where they don't have that problem? Mass transit funding. Democrats eventually acceded to the GOP's smaller plan. Vatican City corruption trial, blockbuster corruption trial involving an ex-cardinal, London financiers, and OEC officials got underway at the Vatican this week. That would be interesting. Prosecutor flees. U.S. government suspended all cooperation with the Guatemala's Attorney General's office this week, saying it had lost confidence following the firing of the country's top anti-corruption prosecutor. Does that sound just like D.C.? a bunch of people moved in from out of town. Well, let's see what else we got. Haitian politicians and foreign dignitaries attending the funeral of assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse were forced to run for cover after gunshots were fired outside the ceremony. Oh, boy. Tunisia, the president, accused of staging a coup last week after he suspended the parliament for 30 days and fired its prime minister, imperiled the only democracy to emerge from the Arab Spring uprising of 2011. COVID attacks. Tajikistan, oh, boy. After the sister of Tajikistan President Emali Rahman died of COVID-19 in the hospital last week. Her three sons beat up the country's health minister, a hospital director, and several other top health officials. Now, does that sound sort of like the justice that we ought to be putting out? Oh, my goodness. Hey, Fauci, you got a helmet? You're going to need one, from what I see. And I've heard a lot of people saying they would figure out some kind of a way, so you might think about it. China, flood devastation. I mean, it flooded the whole freaking country just about. I got the first security law conviction in Hong Kong. And then we got this one. And this, you know, out of fear of losing access to the huge Chinese market, and as big as what they're trying to say, Hollywood film studios are censoring themselves. They're bowing to China, to Beijing. My goodness. Tribalism is ruining America. Oh, no, it's not. First Federalist paper in 1787, Alexander Hamilton wrote that we should govern ourselves through reflection and choice rather than by accident and force. Tribalism comes from a very old, unreflective part of the brain, and its primary reward is a sense of belonging. Oh, failure of today's Democrats and Republicans to rise above it and debate each other rationally and with some basic respect is deeply corrosive and dangerous to democracy. And Pelosi said, no, we ain't gonna disagree with him talking about it. Don't mention that again. Here's one, Germany. Pipeline pushes Ukraine toward China. Well, you might want to get funny, and this would be really funny, especially if the right person asked it. Who exactly did this? What happened to the Keystone Pipeline? Well, maybe you should ask Biden about his fun and games. And there was a $20 billion failure called the games. Now, America has a problem, a very serious one, is developing, and it's spreading just a bit. Water theft is a growing problem in California amid the summer's extreme drought. And the level of water in these reservoirs just keeps dropping because they keep using it. Then you got insults and punches at 30,000 feet. A passenger attacking a flight attendant. I got a picture. What is the problem? Very simply, thou shalt. And somebody says, I will not comply. What'd you say? I said, fuck you. Yeah, I'm, you know, sorry about the language, but there it is. That's what they're saying. Breakthrough infections. What they're telling us. Highly contagious Delta variant sweeping across the U.S. Vaccinated Americans feel growing concern about an apparent rise in so-called breakthrough infections. The vaccines are failing. Oh, my God. But they're safe and effective. Well, 250,000 people have lawsuits and whatnot against certain individuals in certain places about the safety. If the vaccine failed and I got the shot, and which I'm not going to get because I don't need it, guess what? Now, you'll love this. Have they ever heard of a lawsuit, a nasty one? Kavanaugh, was he spared a real investigation? No. He got raked over the coals just about every direction as possible. Oh, boy. Frankenstein starts to sit up. And he's strapped down, but he's starting to sit up. And the cartoons, the doctor in that case says, it's alive, it's alive. Uncle Sam's over there going, oh, shit, again? Uh-huh. COVID variant, indeed. And we got a D. What about the E, F, and G? H, I, and J are really to be a mother, too. Think about it. Fixes, the right to repair your phone or your car. The Federal Trade Commission wants to make it easier for you to repair your devices. The agency voted unanimously last week to aggressively enforce consumers' right to repair, taking a strong position in what has become a remarkably bipartisan push. We'll see how that goes. Oh, and guerrilla Wi-Fi is happening. Urban roofs are getting these transponders, and it's putting a signal out to everybody, and I don't know who won't like that. Oh, and the kids are getting every kind of a disease but the cold and the flu. Lab test showed that the antibody response to J&J recipients was 5.4 times lower against Delta compared with that against the original strain. So you're telling me, again, the vaccines don't work. Oh, Amazon hits a carbon tipping point. Why don't we just put out the fires? We got the capability. We got tankers and whatever, bombers that can drop water on stuff. And there's plenty of water right around there in that particular area. My goodness. Let's see. I don't think there's not a lot left in this. I think I got one. Olympics, a disappointment for sponsors and hosts. The 2021 Olympics are turning into a $20 billion bust. Expectations for an economic windfall have largely evaporated. Toyota, Japan's most valuable company, said last week it wouldn't run any ads in Japan tied to the Olympics. It sent a message louder than any TV commercial could. Oh, how tech firms keep us in the dark. Ooh. it's routine to be required to sign an agreement as you set foot on the in a tech company office, promising not to reveal anything you hear or see there. Non-disclosure agreements. So, by goodness, it's not clear that they are even enforceable now. Exporting overly restrictive silencing agreements to every corner of the world. If tech workers hadn't risked breaking DNA as they're at their companies, the public might have never learned about fraud at the blood testing company Theranos, or the details of Russian online propaganda to create voter chaos in the United States. Ooh, well, it can't keep us in the dark forever. Remember, it's Bezos' own money. He can do what he wants. I mean, you know, he wants to fly to the moon. He does it. It has to do with the haves and the have-nots. If you are a have, you got enough money, it don't matter. A death on the border, one of many, and I do mean when I say many, I mean a lot of them. Well, down to one magazine, I'm going to read this again. You can't tell us it's a coincidence that just as Joe Biden started talking about a global minimum tax, 2 billionaires left the planet. There's got to be something to that. I wonder if I'm going to live up here. I wonder if they're going to see. When they say the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this. The freedom... the freedom, Jesus, they're referring to is for white people. And this is Cori Bush. This land is stolen land and black people still aren't free. No shit. And does any of all of the fun and games that you are putting forth help in any? Have you thought about setting up a GoFundMe website and seeing to it that somebody whose constitutional rights have been terribly stomped on gets some kind of justice? I don't think so. Texas Governor Greg Abbott running state licensing is discontinuing state licensing for facilities that provide care for illegal immigrant children under a contract with the federal government. Whoops. You're going to, and I don't mean this guy. I mean the federal government is finding itself deeper and deeper. Now, I mentioned this last week, I believe, or a week before. Under the First Amendment, nonprofit advocacy groups need not disclose their supporters to governments. And Supreme Court said so in 1958 in NAACP versus Alabama. And again, in Americans for Prosperity Foundation versus Bonta, 6-3 opinion. Well, you want to get information, you do it online. This fun and game in New York, it lets them put Trump's name in the indictment, even though there's no sign they have a case against him. Still after you, though. Keep your helmet handy. Nike is a brand that is of China and for China. Its CEO John Donahue said in a recent earnings call. Now think about that very carefully. Don't buy Nike. That's what. Boy. Seven Catholic churches are burned to the ground. Well, what did they find? Unmarked graves of hundreds of indigenous people, most of them presumed to be children near the sites. Well, I can't disagree with burning a church down when that sort of thing is going on. This month, Charlottesville, Virginia, removed a statue depicting her Lewis and Clark from a public square for incarnating white supremacy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She went voluntarily. I mean, you know, there's... the Shoshone girl was captured and raided by a rival tribe, and it went on from there. Zala, a vanguard of America's latest sweetheart, is America's latest sweetheart, and she ought to be a 14-year-old from Louisiana. She won the National Spelling Bee. Congratulations. The previous 12 winners had been Indian Americans. Zala is a black American and the first ever to win the bee. Congratulations, lady. You deserve it. Republicans. Oh, education. Republicans are right to push back against CRT. Yeah, it is morally wrong. Using the classroom to inculcate students in a crude theory of collective racial guilt. The idea of contemporary whites bear some kind of effective hereditary guilt for the actions of slavers and segregationists. My great-great-grandfather makes me guilty. Stick it. Similarly, attitude toward the rhetoric of white privilege. And keep that sort of thing out of public school classroom discussions is eminently reasonable. That's what they're doing. They're attacking the source. But that's neither here nor there. Chinese Communist Party's long-term strategic objective is to displace the United States as the world's most powerful country and create a new world order, favorable to China's authoritarian brand of politics or its socialist market economy. Now, the problem with this thing is that I got a whole book, a whole magazine, and it ain't nothing but China this and China that. And I hate to tell you, but China isn't the problem. Ooh, what do you mean China isn't the problem? The greatest threat we've got in any way, shape, form, or whatever is very simple. It's the threat of non-performing, absent, whether they run to Washington, D.C. or what, politicians who refuse for whatever reason they got to do their job. I'm going through this magazine. I think that's about it. It is. That's the end of the magazine. Don't you love it when something comes to an end, especially this part of this stuff? Now, here's the intel I got. The intel I got is very simple. The no questions. That's nice. The things that you see that are not easily explained, that ain't right, not kosher. That could be illegal, immoral, or whatever. Deals directly with us. The problems we've got have been allowed by us, we the people. And until such time as we stand up and say, no, we're stuck with it, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. Now, we, at this point, have the option of standing up in a peaceful manner in order to stop this. But we only got about 2 weeks. Think about that. 3 weeks maybe at the most. Oh, yeah, it's going to happen in 2 weeks. Well, I'd say 3 weeks. 2 to 6 weeks will tell us whether or not we are at the point of Civil War II. Believe me, everybody better get ready. You better be laying up food and water and ammunition and a couple of guns and things of that nature, a safe place, all of that. If you don't get that sort of thing ready, you're going to find yourself in an extreme hole in the ground. Now, this hole in the ground ain't pretty. This has got bugs and spiders and all kinds of things in there. It's like that old joke, two squirrels forced a guy out. Man, you was only minutes away from making $1 million. What changed your mind? Well, I was doing fine until the two squirrels ran up my pant legs and said, let's eat one here and take the other with us. I had to get my ass out. It's real simple. Our situation is tenable at best. I don't plan to make any excuses for anybody. And you will probably read in the news or hear on the news some of the things that I am going to do in the coming week. You need to prepare yourself for whatever you can imagine as being the absolute worst. Then you need to take it from there. We are a tribe of the 70% who don't matter. Agenda 21 is in full swing. That's right, population reduction. What do you think this COVID stuff's about? Well, anyway, we have politicians that need to be put up against the wall. Whether you use a firing squad against them while they're in the prone position there is up to you. I will seriously suggest that the militias and other folks get their stuff together to the point where you don't have to worry about any of it. That's food, water, shelter, gun. Make sure that shelter is a safe place. But anyway, this is not going to be a long show. Why? Because I'm not going to say anymore. And with that, I think I'm going to tell you all, go out there, share this, get her done.